Well, first of all, congratulations. You're the sixth general manager in Chicago Bears history. So now that you hear that title, general manager Chicago Bears, what emotions is it elicit in you?
First, I smile. I'm proud. I mean, this is exciting. It's a dream come true and with a historic franchise. But I got to tell you, the last 3 days have been really one day in my head. It's been a whirlwind. So,
well, you're looking sharp. That's what's important.
I'm
you're looking fine. But the crazy thing about your situation, you interview one day, and later in that day, you're interviewing a head coach. You're in that process.
It was intense, and that, you know, hey, there's some urgency to this. Yeah. So when I knew that head coaching candidate was coming in, I wanted to be involved immediately. So I'm glad I was. It was a good interview. So, hey, we're rolling.
So why this franchise? Why is it important to you to be here?
First of all, I come from a successful NFL franchise. So for me to leave New Orleans, I was in a pretty good situation there. So I just didn't want to go anywhere. I wanted to go somewhere with history and good ownership and the ability to have sustained success. And I think that exists here. And I'm excited about the challenge. And we're, like I said, we're going right now. And so this is a dream come true for me. And hey, on the side, my wife's from here and I went to college in this state. And those things are great. But what's more important is the history of this franchise. It's the Chicago Bears. So you can't get better than that.
As the story goes, you leave EIU, you take a couple of years. I don't know exactly what you did, but you go to a job fair for the New Orleans Saints. You pay your own way to get into the job fair, and you get an internship, right? So that's one thing. So you're on the business side of things, but you keep sneaking into the scouting area. That took some gumption, don't you think, to do that, and why did you do that?
Looking back, hey, the odds were stacked against me. Back then, maybe I was a little naive, but hey, I didn't know anybody in the league. I didn't know anybody in the NFL, and it was a dream I had. So, hey, they said job fair, you got to pay for it. You're standing in line for an hour. That's fine with me. And I guess I was confident in my ability. If I got in the building, then things would lead in the right direction. And once I got in the building, it was okay, well, scouting, and then it just progressed from there. So I look back on that, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, and I'm really prideful in that, and I think it's made me become more well-rounded as far as understanding the whole organization. From the very, very, very bottom unpaid internship to working your way up to the top.
What's the first job you had in the Saints organization, literally?
Honestly?
Yeah, what was it?
When you first go out there, you're working training camp, and you're painting fields, and you're moving furniture. I mean, you're doing all those things. But back then, you know, you had the mentality, I'll do anything.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I'll do anything they want. I just want it for them to get to know me, and I'm confident that I can progress from there.
You got to have an eye for scouting, no doubt about it. As you said, you have to craft that eye a little bit too, right? So what makes you so good at evaluating talent and finding the right fits to make the whole thing work together with your coaches and what they want?
That's a good question, because I think you have to work at it. I do think sometimes it comes down to you have a knack for it too. You know, it's just like any job. Some people have a knack for something and maybe some people don't. And I think I have a natural knack for evaluating players. But when you start off, it's a very narrow, small approach. And as I progressed up the ladder, it became bigger and bigger and bigger. Now you're not just thinking of, hey, individual player. You're thinking of how he fits in our offense or defense, building a roster, long-term plans. So that progresses as your career progresses.
Heavy pro side. You've also worked, obviously, in helping put together the drafts for the New Orleans Saints. How much time have you spent on the road as a college player? Evaluating college talent, if at all.
The good thing about New Orleans, and one of the things I believe, is we have a pro and we have a college side, but there really is a blend, and it's important. The college scouts need to understand what's playing in the league. The pro scouts need to understand what's coming into the league. So we would blend it. So even when you're on the pro side, you're still out. You're still evaluating college players. So that was always, yeah, I know on the surface it looks like I was on the pro side, but you're still out. And I think being on the pro side, for the most part, is valuable in regards to career progression, because being in the building is important. Understanding the decisions that are made on a daily basis is important.
What are you looking for in a head coach for the Chicago Bears?
You know, people will say, are you looking offense? Are you looking defense? All those things. I think you're looking for the best head coach that can lead our team. Discipline, charisma, confidence, organization. Those are traits that come to mind. I think the right personality to stand in front of a room and lead our team with confidence. I think those are the traits that I look for, more traits than, hey, offense or defense or you know, what coaching tree does he come from. To me, it's who he is as a man.
And then as you look at the Bears roster, as much as you have to get ready for your interview, I'm sure, what's your opinion of it?
We played the Bears week 14, so I have a good feel for the Bears roster. And of course, I examined the roster prior to the interview. But I think what's more important is that when I get in here, I thoroughly evaluate these guys with greater detail. I need to get down to the nuts and bolts of every single player in this roster. That's what's fair. So I don't want to come to quick assessments right now on roster decisions and all that. I think I need some time to lock myself in an office and bury into this
and
roster.
And do what scouts do.
That's right.
Do what personnel
men
do.
I'm looking forward to doing that.
You know, and you know you're going to get asked a lot about one position in particular, obviously, and that's Jay Cutler at the quarterback position. What are your impressions of Jay from watching him in the league?
Obviously, it's a critical position. It is. I've seen that in New Orleans. I want, honestly, to get into evaluating Jay Cutler further. It's unfair for me to comment on that now. I want to get to know him as a person. I want to get down to the nuts and bolts of him as a quarterback.
What would you like the Bears to look like in 2015 and beyond?
I want a smart, tough, instinctive, disciplined team. You think about the NFL, there's a lot of teams that beat themselves. You think about successful NFL teams, a lot of them just don't beat themselves. The New England Patriots have done that for years. And that starts with having the right players, reliable, disciplined players, tough players. We need to develop an identity on defense and on offense to have sustained success.
Why Charleston and Eastern Illinois?
At the time, I was getting recruited by smaller schools throughout the country and in Texas, and my father lived in Crystal Lake.
Oh.
So when I started looking at schools, I wanted to be closer to him, and I ended up in Eastern Illinois. And that's where I met my wife, so it was a good decision.
So there's got to be some Bear blood in you then.
There is. There is.
Is Dad an over-the-top Bears fan?
You know, he's not from here. He is now. He's a Bears fan now. My wife's family is passionate Bears fans. So
you know what they're like.
Oh, I know.
They're one of a kind.
I know.
And that's why I love what I do, because the passion that they show, win or lose, is so unique.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can say it, there's some of it elsewhere in the league, but it's really profound.
And I witnessed it, us playing here. We played here in NFC Championship in 2006 with the Saints. I've come up here and I've seen that passion. And what I want to do is bring wins back to this organization, because that's what they want.